tune in for our final episode on March 5th.
Great.
Episode 75. Will I tell you what the topic is?
Do tell them.
Will you tell them?
It is, I think, aptly, it is best final scene. And I think...
No.
What?
It's best ending.
Okay, let me take that again. It is aptly best ending scene. What's the fucking difference?
Best ending. Best final scene could be anything. Best ending. The ending of a movie.
You've never talked about endings.
What's the difference? What's the difference? The end or the final?
Final scene could be like Michael Clayton in the back of a taxi.
Yeah. But what are you talking about?
That's not the ending.
What's the ending? What's the ending?
The ending is the ending. The combination story.
Then you'll have like a the shawarma scene in Avengers.
That's post credits. That's post credits.
Don't call me stupid.
A nice title. Best endings. Best final scene is shit. Best ending.
You fucking Jesus. Okay.
This is why we're ending the podcast. We can't stand each other.
We can't agree. We can't agree on anything. We can't agree on anything. So the next... I can't get my head around it.
So the final episode...
So for the final episode, folks...
It's going to be best last.
It's going to be best ending scene.
Best ending, Will.
Okay.
The best bits of the movie. That's the ending.
Best ending. Okay. So I'm going to be thinking about final scenes. That's what I'll be thinking about. So for the next... For the final episode, folks...
How did it end?
Our topic will be best ending.
They walked away towards the sun. That was the final scene. That was great.
Versus how did it end?
The ending would be like Ripley fighting the alien queen.
Bitch!
Versus okay. The final scene being them, can we sleep, mommy?
Oh, that's totally different.
Yes, it is. So we'll tell them what's the...
Dumb and stupid.
So we'll tell them what's the last episode of the podcast. Bitch!
The last episode of the podcast will be... Hold on.
For fuck's sake.
Hold on. I'm trying to suppress some laughter. That's what I'm trying to do. The next episode of the podcast. Sorry. And listeners. The final episode of the podcast will be best ending.
Bitch!
And here is a clip from the lad's latest Mini Bits bonus show. The full episode, plus 100 more, are available on their Patreon.
Be sure here to play Patreon. Two writers, street name bros, winning battles, razzies, fuck no, films are fun, that's their motto. Hit subscribe, you won the lotto. Silly skits, laughs on cue, sound effects, yeah, they got them too. They're two gypsies, they don't give a damn. Too hot to handle, ask your man. Movie series, whatever you like. Two fun guys on the mic, that's Will and Kev. Back on their bullshit, more mini bits and magic moments, so get it right. Best bits for this show is dynamite, let's go.
You fucking idiot.
Who are you, man? It's our last.
Tis.
We'll do that again.
Mini bits. Raw.
How are you, Will?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm grand. It's our last mini bits.
Aww.
I know.
It doesn't feel like it is our last one, though. You know, it's that feeling of like, no, it's not our last mini bits.
Why? What have you heard?
I haven't heard anything. It just doesn't feel like it. It just doesn't feel like it's our last one.
Said anything, I've been looking out to see what he says. And no, it's our last podcast on the bonus feed that'll be called Mini Bits. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's under this label, we're going to be putting the title Mini Bits to bed, which I know you don't feel the same way, but I feel a little bit sad about that. I always like the title Mini Bits. And
do you want to know what the new title is?
Not really, no.
Okay.
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you now. Mm. So all the people that are listening that want to know what the new title is, they're not going to hear it now because you said no. Blame Will.
Are you talking about the new title of the Mini Bits? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay. It's not as good as Mini Bits.
It's not. I've never liked that title. I thought Mini Bits was it didn't make any sense to me. It was like Mini Bits, but Mini and Bits are the same thing. It's like saying I'm going to watch a movie film.
Films are shit.
We were supposed to do it in like 20 minutes, like hot shots, 20 minute like blast out episodes, and
that's what happens, you see.
Yeah.
It's like we start off going like we'll make them so small we won't have to worry about them, and
yeah,
then we end up doing like hour and a half long Mini Bits.
Yeah,
that are longer than the main show. I was going to oh god, I've got to find it now. Vamp, there, you remember what vamp means?
It means hunting down a virgin, arching their head to the side, sticking your fangs into their arteries.
Yes, exactly. You're fecking. I'm not going to do it. I was going to, I'll save it for the last show because we haven't recorded that yet, because I was like, Will, can we flip around our schedule and give me an extra couple of days to sort of shake off this cold, because I've been sick. I finished the script.
Yeah.
Which
is very good.
Which I sent to you. You read the sloppiest version of it as well. So I'm sorry about that, but, you know, that's what happens when you're on the front line. You take all the bullets.
I'll get over it eventually.
You take all the bullets, all the typos. But, you know, when I asked you, were there any typos? You goes, yeah, a couple. And then
but the I was problem like,
what
was,
were they?
But the problem
there
was
like, there was one where you called the same character twice, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll change that. Then I read through it, and there was probably about 40 typos that I could have like cleaned up if you'd mentioned.
But well, hold on, the problem was, right? This is
there's
the problem.
Too many. There's too many point out.
No. The problem was, you sent me about three or four versions of the script in rapid succession of like, sorry, this is an updated version. Sorry, this is the updated version. The version...
No, that was over the course of like a few days.
Oh, I don't know if it was over a few days. No. I don't know if it was over a few days. Problem was...
Well, you took several days to read it.
The problem was that I had put it up onto my Kindle, and the version that was on my Kindle was the version that was on my Kindle.
Oh, so you definitely read the sloppiest version then.
So I don't know.
I think
which,
that one.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think
the thing.
That
so,
one has my. Are we on a fucking delay again?
No, we're just talking over each other. Let's end the podcast.
That's always my excuse. So you read the version that's got Helen Lehan on the front cover. That was a typo.
She's my favorite screenwriter right now. She's so hot. She's so. She you should go as Helen. You should just go. You should just.
No, DEI is gone. I'm not going to go as Mr. Kevin Lehan.
Mr. Kevin Lehan, Caucasian.
White Irish Christian. Catholic. oh, God.
Bitcoin entrepreneur.
I know, yeah.
We've that actually watched like loads. Both of us have watched loads of shit. We really have.
I've watched a lot of good stuff as well, though.
Oh, you know what I meant. A lot of content. We both watched a lot of content between film and television.
Get it out of your system. You're watching Traitors Season 2, Episode 10. Is that the final episode?
No, it's 12 episodes in Season 2 in the US one. It's 12 episodes.
You can skip the 12th episode, I think.
Don't
because that's
stop,
probably a reunion.
Don't.
I'm not giving you spoilers. Episode 12 is a reunion.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, apologize.
Sometimes you cannot help yourself but just give very, very loose spoilers. You do it. You do it. And it's just like, I'm not telling you, but don't bother watching the last episode because it's really disappointing because the Traitors win.
I never said that. If you go back and listen to the one about New Zealand, I said, enjoy the final episode. It's very disappointing. And I don't care if the Traitors win, if it's satisfying.
Yeah. I actually liked the end of the New Zealand Traitors. I actually did.
Was it the Maori woman that won?
No.
So that was probably the season one New Zealand one. You probably watched season two.
Okay. Yeah, no, the end of season two, because I was expecting it to go one way.
Hang on. That's the one where there was a guy who was cut completely out of it. It was like Keith or something.
No, that's,
remember I was telling you?
That's the Australian one.
Oh, fuck it. It's all the same.
Yeah.
I can't tell Canadians, Americans apart.
But I'm just to close off Traitors New Zealand, whatever season it was, it must be season two. I enjoyed it. It was definitely on a lower budget, particularly when you then go straight into US Traitors season two and they're in the same castle as they do the BBC show. They're on a bigger budget than the BBC show has because the contestants are staying in the actual castle and not in the Holiday Inn a couple of miles down the road where they have to get a bus down to status, but they're staying in the castle. There's fireworks, there's, like, you know, marching bands and stuff like that. It's like, oh my god, it's such a contrast to see.
Are you thinking about the American one then? Have you settled in? Have you gotten used to the sort of the drama of it all?
Oh yeah, it's so interesting to see.
You may be a bachelor. This, you may be whatever, but this ain't a bachelor, and I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose.
Yeah. You can see
she was brilliant. Phaedra.
She was fantastic. Well, she's still in it for me. And
she hasn't died yet.
She hasn't shed her mortal coil. I'm enjoying, we're all gripped by it. The drama is at maximum. Just the backstabbing and the thing that frustrates me is the fact that they all know each other from the universe of reality shows. It's like, well, we were together on Bravo. We're all Bravo ladies. And I'm like going, who the fuck?
Yeah,
They're coming in as a clan already, like, you know. But they're some very big characters.
You know, in the States, those personality types are like A-list celebrities within that genre. There's one of them, Parvati.
Oh, yeah.
She's like been on a dozen reality shows. And now, having watched The Traitors, I see her constantly on the telly. She's like doing red carpets, interviewing people on the red carpet. And
wow.
And it's, yeah, it's odd. It's a whole ecosystem. The thing that stuck out to me watching the American version is there's nothing about them as people. It's just gamesmanship, gamesmanship, mm-hmm. gamesmanship all the time.
Yeah.
They're fully players. They're not really people. And also, I look at it and think they must spend ages getting ready before they go down to film, because they walk into the breakfast table and they're like done up as if they're going to walk a red carpet.
Ah, well.
My fucking hell. They've got like full slap makeup on, hair done. They're wearing bejeweled gowns and stuff.
This is done on a budget, so the whole you know, squad of makeup and wardrobe and all that has to be there, so they're not going in doing their own makeup. They have people, a team doing their makeup.
No, exactly,
you know.
But it kind of adds to the artifice. I'll say this though, if you have managed to get on board with season two, season three is amazing. You're going to love season
three. Brilliant. We're just having a great time. It's a great family shared experience. Do you want to know, with season two, what's been a bit of a delight in my house personally for me, is one of the surprise contestants is the only, maybe he's the only English contestant in it, is your man John, who was the former Speaker of the House.
Commons. John Burko. Yeah,
John Burko.
Right. Long-winded.
But he is
silent assassin.
He's great. And in my house, you know what's been delightful is how my Ellie has taken him under her wing, as in she's like his Florence Nightingale. Well done, John. She's like positively encouraging him. John, you did so well today. Don't worry if you fell down. It's okay. Oh no, John, are you okay? Like, he falls over and he gets his tummy all covered in muck, and she's like, oh, I'm so worried about John. I hope he's okay. Like, she's
Wasn't there a big drama about whether John actually had asthma or not?
There was.
I can remember this one a bit better because I only watched it in January. It was as soon as the UK one ended, I watched the American one, because I couldn't bear the first season of the American one.
Yeah.
it was just too much of a culture shock for me, and I think they settled down a bit. But season two, I really enjoyed, and season three so far, I'm on episode 9.
Okay.
Is fantastic. It's so vicious. But you're going to enjoy that as well.
Oh, we're lovely.
Anyway, that's our traitors talk. We got it out of the way.
Yeah, it's great. It's all great. I love it all. It's great. Give me more traitors. What have...
Go
we,
on.
Let's
You've
go
seen
and talk
probably
about
the most recent...
What's the most recent one? What's the one you're going to bring up?
I was going to say, before you rudely interrupted me, the most recent thing you've seen is Captain America Brave New World. So take it away. What did you think of it?
Mini bits.